Today, let's bring the conversation closer to home. Literally, we are talking about HDB resale flats, a market segment that nearly 80% of Singaporeans live in. Most recently, the Straits Times report a sharp drop in activities. HDB resale transactions plunged 38% in October, the lowest since 2020. Price dropped 0.6%, and million-dollar transactions fell by almost half to just 87 units, or 6.5% of all deals. Analysts say buyers are pushing back against high price, with some shifting to private homes or BTO flats. They expect activities to pick up after the usual year-end lull, but let me dig deeper using my own numbers. Using HPOP data, October saw 1,331 resale transactions, very close to Straits Times 1,347 units. But compare this to past year, October 2023, 2,199 units, October 2024, 2,150 units, and October 2025, 1,331 units. This means 2025 volume is only about 62% of last year. Even if November number rebound, the broader trend is very clear. Resale volume has declined, and not just because of seasonal effects. So, does this signal deeper weakness in the HDB resale market, especially for aging and mature flats? Million-dollar flats are already the very new norm. Whether we like it or not, more newly MOP flats in prime location, newer, bigger, wheelchair-friendly assets will continue to command strong demand. But the same cannot be said for older flats, especially those 50 years and above. These aging flats form a huge part of our housing stock. Built in the 1970s and 1980s, they're everywhere. Bedok, Toa Payoh, Yishun, Jurong, Bukit Merah, and so on. And don't forget, the tens of thousands of mature flats aged 30 to 49 years old, they will soon join the aging category as their leases depreciate. The headwinds are very real. Shorter lease, lower loan, and CPA usage limit. And most importantly, the government shift away from SERS. Reverse replacing SERS as the long-term plan. Flats will only be considered when they hit around 30 years of lease remaining. If your flat is now 49 years old, there's almost two more decades of waiting. With no certainty of selection. Blur. How like that? Why if my neighbor don't vote for it? Just like what happened to Tiong Bahru lately. Mati liao, stuck with an aging flat to his lease reach kosong. Let us be honest here. If you were a buyer, would you commit to a flat with that kind of uncertainty? Well, Singaporeans love certainty. Just look at the last general election. 67.57% gave the government a clear mandate. Same story in housing. Those who can afford it want flats with a longer runway. Those who can't, well, LL law, they end up looking at aging flats. But they expect lower price to compensate for the shorter lease. Here, as someone actively marketing these older flats, I've seen it firsthand. Enquiries for 4 and 5 room older flats have slowed down significantly. Only a few segments remain pretty resilient. 3 room flats, always stable, always a bread and butter asset class. EA and EM units, scarcity value, they are still moving. But overall, the party for aging flats is stepping off, especially with a surge of newer BTO flats entering the market. Which is why my advice is very simple. If you can exit and you are eligible, go for the BTO flat. Confirm what? When someone lose money, someone else is making money. It's that simple. But what if you have no money to exit? Well, I can only say, the reality is, you will have to wait until 2030 when HDB will announce more plans for VER. Hopefully then, you can make better decisions. Anyway, if you have plans to sell your current property, I'll be more than happy to assist you. Thank you for watching.